Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It couldn't have happened to a better person. Only 3 days before Donald Trump's 80th birthday, his planned celebrations are falling apart at the seams as people cancel, as the budget is way, way over what it was supposed to be, and as people are starting to realize that this is just a grandiose, masturbatory, narcissistic celebration of himself and not actually America's 250th birthday. For example, almost 1 year ago exactly, Donald Trump held a famously awful military parade in which, like, the wheels were squeaking. There were tanks moving past in a very odd way. Do you guys remember this 1 year ago, Trump's military birthday parade? We cannot be serious. It's like a low budget movie. And honestly, I'm glad they didn't blow a massive budget last year, but I think it was still even near $100 million spent on hosting this parade for Donald Trump's birthday. Remember about 5 years ago when that clip leaked of him saying that he wishes people would rise to attention like they do to Kim Jong-un? That is the exact model that he's trying to replicate. This takes us to today, or at least this month. In about 3 days is Donald Trump's 80th birthday. Coincidentally, a week or two after that is the 250th anniversary of America's founding on July 4th. And Donald Trump is holding a dual celebration that coincides with both his birthday and America 250. But again, it's falling apart. I just want to start with this dual headline right here. Check this out. On June 10th, it was tweeted out, Donald Trump reveals that his birthday wish is world peace. The same account tweets out within an hour, Donald Trump tells Fox News that he will bomb the shit out of Iran tomorrow night if they don't sign an agreement. I've got a feeling that these two things can't really coexist in the way that Donald Trump wants them to. But it gets even worse. We then learn that Trump is planning to spend $60 million in our taxpayer dollars on his birthday party. This is on top of the $100 billion spent in the Iran war, the tens of billions of dollars that we've collectively paid in gas prices. How about the fact that Donald Trump claimed he was going to cut waste, fraud, and abuse, so he stripped healthcare and Medicare away from tens of millions of Americans, only to then repurpose and reallocate those funds towards his failed birthday celebration? One more time, Trump is planning to spend $60 million in taxpayer dollars on his birthday party, and it is falling apart. There's two or three different parts of this that are currently splitting at the seams. We've got the UFC buildout on the White House front lawn that we'll go over in just one moment. This UFC buildout is such a bad idea that even Joe Rogan, the UFC guy, said, this should not be happening. It's going to be way too hot. There are going to be bugs. The heat is going to be amplified by the lighting above. It's just not a good idea at all. On top of that, there was a America 250 concert that was supposed to be held where every single artist individually dropped out because they were lied to about the intentions of this celebration. We're also learning that people are getting banned from this. So Sean Strickland, for example, an MMA fighter, got banned from attending. Here's the thing. Sean Strickland is an absolute maniac, a lunatic who's genuinely anti-Semitic. He said recently that he understands why Jewish people are hated so much, and he might start walking around with a weird mustache, you know, referencing Hitler. So I'm not going to defend this absolute lunatic, but he did make a post saying, this isn't an Israel-Jewish conspiracy banning me from the White House. I made fun of Trump being Bibi's bitch and the Epstein list that doesn't exist, and Trump's handlers didn't clear me. It's that simple. He says, any gyms in D.C. can't refund my tickets. Still a fun trip. So this dude is trapped in D.C., can't refund his tickets because the White House blocked him after he conveniently began to talk about Donald Trump being Bibi's bitch. On a side note, Can I just expand on this? Benjamin Netanyahu is rapidly losing popularity, and in doing so, he's pulling Trump down to the depths of hell with him. Don't get me wrong, Trump has a lot of agency and is losing popularity on his own accord, but Netanyahu convinced Trump to go into this war and is now extending this war over and over by continually bombing Lebanon, therefore ruining any attempt at a ceasefire. Trump is desperately looking for an off-ramp with a war that he started, and Benjamin Netanyahu is desperately trying to keep this war going because it's his last political lifeboat. In October, Netanyahu will likely be voted out of office. Due to that simple fact, he is trying to stick the landing on this final Iran war. I mean, he was known as Mr. Iran for a lot of his political career, and it's not working. The people of Israel are not trusting him. The people around the world are not trusting him, and Donald Trump is Bibi Netanyahu's bitch. Absolutely, he's Bibi's bitch. He can't keep Bibi under control when we're giving Israel billions of dollars per year. Shouldn't we be able to at least put condition on our aid before giving them endless amounts of money? This brings me over to the UFC ring, the UFC build-out that they are currently creating. Again, these are our taxpayer dollars going to this. $60 million could pay for a lot of childcare, could pay for some free school lunch for certain states. $60 million could probably pay for college tuition for a lot of Americans that need it. We could surgically allocate these funds towards our most underprivileged Americans and help, you know, give them equal opportunity. But no, I have a better idea. What if we build out a cool White House ring for Donald Trump's birthday that even Joe Rogan doesn't like?
The White House thing is odd. I don't like it. I don't like the idea of fighting outside at all. Well,
there's problems with it.
And then
done it too many times.
June, yeah. And it's D.C., and we looked it up the last time, like last year, same day, it was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. Hot as fuck.
And then you add the lights.
Oh, yeah.
You add the lights.
You add the lights. Yeah, that attracts bugs.
They were talking about maybe using fans. Is that enough?
No, it's not enough.
You have bug strips everywhere? What are you going to do? Like, how are you going to stop the bugs?
I just don't think that you should compete in a world championship fight in a non-controlled environment. Yeah. I think it should be inside an air-conditioned arena. It should be a controlled environment, just like every – like, you don't ask someone to do any of that. You wouldn't ask them to play a world championship basketball game outside in the sun. No. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Trump would do that.
Right? You play in a fucking air-conditioned arena, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, but I understand the whole thing. And
I get it
too, special.
Listen,
but it's going to be a pain in the butt.
A fucking roof.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan saying that actually does mean a lot. Obviously, we don't look to him as some moral arbiter on politics. But if he does know anything, it's going to be UFC. And he's saying that Trump is wrong. You know what's very, very interesting? This is such a perfect microcosm of Donald Trump's entire political career. He sounds to the average American like he's confident on these issues. But if you actually know something about this subject or any subject that he talks about, you realize how quickly he's bullshitting in trying to reverse engineer, you know, solutions that don't make any sense. For example, Joe Rogan knows a lot about UFC, but not a lot about politics. So he thinks that Donald Trump sounds decently coherent on politics, but the moment Trump tries to do a UFC event, Joe Rogan realizes how absolutely absurd it is. Another example, when Donald Trump speaks about the Iran war, maybe that resonates with someone like Joe Rogan, but when anybody that actually knows about the history of Iran or the reality on the ground in not only Karg Island, but Iran proper, plus the IRGC's clawed grip on Iran, then it becomes very clear Trump does not know what he's talking about. Another one, when it comes to tariffs, maybe if you're some college student who's just learning about econ, you think that, okay, Donald Trump's tariffs will reshore manufacturing, but then you do a little bit of research. Anybody that knows anything about tariffs realizes you can't just place blanket tariffs on every single country except for Russia and North Korea and expect that to have any sort of effect. So the point is, I mean, this stuff sounds good to people who don't know things, but even Joe Rogan, in his own realm of knowledge, realizes this is an awful idea. This is UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell, who's honestly also an idiot, who's very anti-Semitic. I don't just throw around the term anti-Semitic. That's not the type of person I am. But Bryce Mitchell, the guy on screen, praised Adolf Hitler as a good guy. But I just want you to hear how he's talking about Trump, somebody that he used to deeply respect.
Did you see that Sean Strickland got banned from the White House for talking about Israel?
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, freedom of speech is what really makes this country great. And when you can't criticize a foreign nation, come on, man. We ought to be able to criticize our own nation, let alone a foreign nation. In fact, that's the only nation you're not allowed to criticize. You know, so something's going to change because evil empires don't last forever. There's always a rebellion. You ever seen Star Wars? That's what's going to happen, bro. Darth Vader's going to get took down.
What?
This guy also said he would take a bullet for Donald Trump. Literally, he said, and I quote, "I would take a bullet for Trump. He thinks he was a savior of this country." And the Trump administration's policy on both Iran, Israel, and the Epstein files has perturbed him so much that he is now openly calling this out. I just want to repeat, this is not somebody who is a moral arbiter. He thinks the Holocaust is fake and Hitler was a good guy. He said Jewish people were destroying Germany and everything after that was justified from Hitler. So do not think this guy is on the right side of history. He just happens to be a vocal critic of the administration from an interesting perspective. Here's Dana White.
Sean Strickland, is he actually banned from the White House fight? Because he said he's
banned. Everybody's banned, apparently. Yeah. Apparently fucking everybody is banned. Of course Sean Strickland is. Sean Strickland is banned from humanity, okay? We don't want him near any human beings anywhere. Fucking shows up at Power Slap, he starts fights, and he made it very clear that he didn't want to be a part of this event, and now apparently he's banned. Nobody is banned, nobody's music is banned, no media members have been banned.
I don't know. It seems like Sean Strickland was directly banned. Sean also made the comment, "How was I not invited? Was it my Epstein file joke? I swear I can help them find the files." He said, "I think I'd want to do the White House if there was some inclusion for fans. But like, just go hang out with the Epstein list? I'm good, dog." That's pretty good. It's quite literally the Epstein party. So just to back up, Donald Trump's America 250 concert has been scrapped, and instead he's talking about replacing it with his own narcissistic rally, which doesn't help debunk the idea that he's doing this all in self-service for his birthday. Number two, the UFC match that he's planning is likely going to end in half of the fighters passing out. Number three, a lot of the celebrities who once had goodwill with Donald Trump are saying openly they don't want to go hang out with the Epstein list. We can just look up the names on the Epstein list. That's basically the attendance. That's basically the invite list for all of Donald Trump's America 250 stuff. Can I also be nuanced here? I think there's a reality, many realities, in which the America 250 celebration could be something beautiful. I would like to celebrate America. If Kamala Harris were president, we would have effing Beyonce. We would have Eminem. We would have Bruce Springsteen. We would have the greats of the greats all performing to celebrate America 250, and people would have no problem having a concert. I mean, maybe rather than a UFC match, we would do some sort of like all-star like basketball game inside. Could we do anything else other than blow our taxpayer dollars on fruitless things that Donald Trump is just going to get a kick out of because it's honoring him? All of that being said is we're going to honor America in our own way. We, you know, see a better country in the future, and Donald Trump is pulling us away from that actively. So if you want to help us, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I love each and every single one of you, and peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.